Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
The other day when I sat in and guest hosted one of the political talk shows on the news talk station in Charlotte, WBT, which is a legendary radio station. It's one of the oldest, what they call heritage radio stations in the country. And you know that because it's only got three call letters, WBT.
Yeah.
They're not four. But it's the middle of the day. You know, it's like 10 to noon, mid-morning is when I, with a show that I was doing. And, you know, it's mainly older people listening at that time.
Or, yeah.
You know, office people, like, you sure. know, that kind of, an upper a crust of offices listening to that format. And I came on first thing yesterday and told him, "Yeah, that's right. You're listening to the most famous radio personality ever from Charlotte." That's what I said.
Yep.
I'm the most famous, at least active radio personality.
I would say so.
Since John Boy and Billy and them retired.
Yeah, right.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truth.
Did anybody laugh and they go, "Yeah, right."
Oh, they were laughing.
Yeah. Oh, were they?
Yeah, but.
But it's true.
Like that way, like. Because they were like, "We never heard of him."
We don't know this guy.
Like, we thought, you know, we were surprised he came in. We didn't know the other guy was not coming. But then I think about that type of crowd that wants that serious, you know, hard-hitting stuff, for a clown like me to come on there, it probably like, who in the world is this? And what, how arrogant is he? Like, I assume that either they have heard me on the radio in Charlotte, mm-hmm. or, because, I mean, I've been on the radio in Charlotte for 25 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you old.
Yeah. Or they would just get the sarcasm in my voice and everything. But afterwards, I think, no, they have no clue.
There's going to be a couple of them that didn't.
They probably thought I was
just arrogant.
Who does he think?
There'll be a couple.
You think the younger ones probably would think that.
Well, the younger ones and then the, what we call the top of the demo, being the older in the demographic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
The ones, I would say, that if you're there, probably 40 to 55 or so, they probably got it.
Yeah.
They knew.
Yeah.
But, sure. But I just can't help it. I got to be clowning.
Yeah,
I always got to be clowning.
You do.
People don't know how to take you. That's what my wife always says. People don't know how to take you. Well, like if I complain because I'm obviously joking about something to someone and then they don't get it and they act real weird, I'll go home and tell Jody about it and she'll go, no matter who it is, she'll never say, "Oh my God, that's, they're so weird.
Yeah.
That's obviously a joke or whatever." She'll always do that. Like, well, you know, people don't know how to take you. Like, I see their point.
Yeah. They're kind of making some sense. Right.
I could come home and say, "You know what? Satan busted into my truck today and sat in the passenger seat and told me, that I am like not funny and I'm offensive to him." And she would say, "Well, I hate to agree with Satan, but
he might be on to something with this one."
Yeah, might be. But
even the Prince of Darkness doesn't know how to take you.
The dark one.
Yeah. She'll come around eventually. It's taking her some time, but she'll come around.
Taking her some time, 30 years.
Like one day to be able to see my side of something.
Yeah. It just takes time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a slow process. It's a growing process. Yeah, it's a journey.
It is a journey. Yeah.
So yesterday we got all caught up in some drama going on with the ladies in Lindsay's neighborhood. Oh, woo. It is hot, hot drama. So that's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yesterday, we were all enthralled with some craziness going on with the ladies in Lindsay's neighborhood, in her posh suburban neighborhood, country club neighborhood. Golf community.
We are a golf community.
And golf and polo.
That's right.
Her husband's either playing golf one weekend and polo the next, or he's out there, you know, steeple chasing.
That's right. Leave me out on the yard.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. So this was a conversation that lasted a while on the show yesterday, but we just picked out the best part of it, and that's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
You said we don't know the best part of the whole thing.
Okay.
It got canceled because they petitioned to get it done, and then it got canceled because of low attendance.
I have a two-parter on this, two good parts. Last year, all of my neighbors said the reason they wanted one was that their sons were upset.
Get out of here. No way. Yes. There is no way.
So even then, I laughed and laughed about that because I know you a damn lie. Your sons are not upset about that. You're upset, which I'll take that heat because I was a little left out. I am that girl that was like, I hope they have a mommy son dance because I would love to do that. I would love to do that, not my son.
Exactly. Because the first thing you said was with the cute outfit you ordered for it.
Yeah. He's devastated. Yeah.
But second part to this,
are you going to leave our sons out? They're crying over here.
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what they said. Like the 7-year-old's crying over there. Mm-hmm. You don't even want to go.
No.
But I get a text yesterday from my neighbors saying, this is canceled. Oh, my gosh. We're still going to go out with our sons.
Well, where are they going?
Oh, my God.
I don't know yet. I haven't heard.
Are you going with them?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you know, she is.
You know what the next move's going to be? Huh. We're going to take our sons out anyway. And then the next thing later on is going to be, you know what?
Yeah.
It'd be easier if we left our sons at home with the dads, and we'll just all go out.
Yep. 100%.
Absolutely.
That's what's going to happen. 100%. It's going to end up being a girl's night out. Mm-hmm. So they can wear whatever they ordered to wear for the mommy son dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm going to be the one left out because Kyle and Delilah have plans now. So I'm going to be taking him anyway. So I might not get to go. But am I dressing him in that cute outfit? I sure am in that bow tie.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube Music. Or if you want to watch the show, it's available every day on our YouTube channel at TJ Riggins TV. You want to know how to upset women on the internet? This guy has found the golden key. He posted a video and he said, "Hey, fellas, how are we going to explain to our wives that when we're with the kids and they're gone, it's easy as hell?" Bomb dropped. Yeah. One woman responded. Her name is Jenna. Well, a lot of women responded. One woman named Jenna responded in video, and she was heated. She said the real reason is because it's because you're not that child's emotional well. The mother is. You're just not the person that the child has been literally and figuratively tethered to for their entire life. And we can test this theory. When your wife comes home, do your kids immediately run over to her and shout, "Mommy, mommy"? Do the vibes change in your house when your wife gets back? That's because their person just walked into the room. And we're hardest on our own people.
Well, what do you think? I don't know if you can be a good mother and use the word vibes. I don't know if those two things go hand in hand. However, do the other experiment. What's when the dad walks in after he hasn't been home? I know this was always the case with me. My kids would scream, "Daddy," and then run to the door. Okay. Of course, I would be hiding because I didn't want to come home with all that nonsense. Yeah, so it may be that his kids are easy to deal with.
Yeah, maybe it's just like a one-off. From
that perspective, but he did say that to all the moms. Yeah.
Guys, how are we explaining to our wives that it's pretty easy? Lindsay, do you take umbrage with that?
No, it's just asking for trouble. I mean, when he says it like that. But also, she's dramatic. I mean, even though some of the stuff carries weight with me, like I feel like it's maybe accurate, you don't have to go into that.
Yeah, just shut up. You know, just keep your mouth shut.
And you know all that old song says mother, and they spell it out. M is for the, you know, whatever. But it has become, they've remade that song, and the M is for martyr.
Oh, no.
One woman. And I'm not just saying that to poke fun at, and aggravate the ladies and get them stirred up.
You would never do that.
No.
Never. No.
A lot of that stuff she wrote was right, though. You know, that the kids do have that type of relationship with their mom.
Yeah.
And then they have a different type of relationship with their dad. If the dad is doing what he's supposed to do, like be a good enough dad to where he can stay with the kids and not complain and have to call the mom 10 times while she's gone to the store, things like that. If he's done his part as the dad part's different than the mom part.
Yeah. They're both filling that emotional well.
Right.
Maybe.
Exactly.
One woman said they aren't doing 90% of what mom is doing when she's at home with the kids. It's like having a substitute in math class that doesn't really teach you math. They just sit there and try to maintain life. Yeah. I think that's probably the most accurate rebuttal because it's true. When dad's around, at least it was in my case, it was like, yeah, anything goes when dad's here.
I love how these women are just so quick to insult their husbands and the father of their children. Just like, you insulted me in general. Now I'm going to throw my specific husband that I'm supposed to love out under the bus and say he's a bad dad. Come on, wait, women's. You're way better than that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Sia. Sia is a singer, right?
Yeah. Sia the singer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, she's the one that when she first started getting the big time and all that, she never showed her face. Her hair came down over her face, right?
Yeah, she wore the...
Okay. If you just went by that, you'd think she might be weird or something.
Yeah.
But evidently, she's not. She's just a normal person, just like you and me. Doesn't, you know, she's not... From what I've seen, she's, you know, just like any other 49-year-old woman living her life. Or trying to live her life on her own business, you know.
Maybe.
And she has filed for a divorce from her second husband.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And just like normal parents, they've given their kid as a baby they had last year together, which is, you know, sad that they just had a baby and then now they're splitting up. Yeah. But, I mean, just regular baby stuff. Baby's name's Somersault.
Shut up.
Yeah, are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
The baby's name?
Somersault.
One word?
Yep.
Somersault.
Is it S-O-M-M or S-U? Like
it's S-O-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
like that.
No. Mm,
Somersault.
That is funny.
We're going to call her Somersault. Isn't that fun?
You know.
Oh.
What in the world is that?
Rob? You would, Rob.
If she would stay with this husband, they'd have another kid. Maybe it would be named Cartwheel or Roundoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Plie.
Yeah.
Herky.
Herky. Herky.
What in the world is that? Somersault. Is it a boy or a girl? Not that it matters. I don't know if that's
I would
more...
think that would be a girl name, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but then again, is Somersault a name at all? No. But
baby girl. Baby girl. Girl last year.
At least for that, because she could go by Summer when she's older.
Hopefully they're shorting that to Summer for her sake.
But it's not a first and middle name. It's a,
no, it's not.
Well, but that doesn't matter. People's name, Robert, they call Rob.
Yeah. Oy, yi, yi. Somersault.
I like calling the baby Salt at that point.
Assault. That baby's already been assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somersault. Somersault. Dang.
How? I mean, I know she's weird. I know all celebrities pretty much are weird and freakish. But how does that even come up as a name?
I don't know.
Remember when you were getting your dog, Riggins, and somebody said you should name it Sweatshirt?
Sweatshirt, yeah.
Then that's where I put this baby's name online with Sweatshirt.
I like Sweatshirt better.
I want to know who told you to name your dog Sweatshirt.
He almost did it. He
almost did it.
Sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Oh. That's weird. But it's a dog. I mean, this is a person, so.
Mm-hmm. Is she American?
No, she's
she
like
looks
Swedish.
British or
I think
something.
She's Swedish.
Yeah.
Swedish. So maybe, you know, that's what we name our babies, you know, Somersault, you know, floor routine. You know,
maybe Somersault doesn't mean the same thing in her native tongue that it does here.
It's actually pronounced Somersault. Somersault. Ancient Swedish name. Come on, man.
So normal.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
What a wonderful, wonderful morning we have upon us, friends.
It is.
So wonderful. Hey, TGIF, am I right?
You are right.
Am I right? Lindsay, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Just if I were any better, the police would have to just carry me away because it'd be illegal.
He's too happy. He's too excited.
That's my only downfall. It's the only downfall in life. I got too good of a personality and a disposition.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to have. Mm.
Riggins, you went to the doctor yesterday with your finger all swolled up and everything.
Yeah.
And you got an infection. Don't know how you got an infection.
They gave me a list of possible reasons why, and they all sound reasonable. But yeah, they gave me some medicine and sent me on my way. Yeah. The cutest doc. Well, I say she's a doctor. I don't know if she was a doctor. She was so pretty, but she was wearing the face mask. So all I saw was her eyes. She had the most striking green eyes.
Why is she wearing a COVID mask while you're in there with a finger injury?
Everybody was, from the front desk.
They didn't make you do it, did they?
No. Okay. And she's talking behind plastic at like a half volume. She's like, hey, we need to do that. You either go speak louder or I'm going to have to come in there because I can't hear you through the plastic and the
mask. Why was she talking over plastic?
Well, because like of the divider at the front desk.
Oh, at the front desk. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you think she was cute. She could have had a jacked up grill like nobody's business.
Well.
And a big old honker.
I actually did see her face, but I'll tell you how I saw her face later.
Through the window in the bushes?
I've got a little bit of a story to share may be surprising to everybody.
Okay.
Including me.
All right. Well, we did our usual Thursday night thing. We got up with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael. A lot of times they come to our house and eat dinner and then watch TV and whatnot. And then other times we meet them out somewhere, eat dinner, and then they come back to the house for TV watching and carrying on. Well, we went out last night and we went to this place that we love. I'm not going to say what it was because I'm about to say something negative about what happened. But they had some little musicians up there. And this was a group of people that I haven't seen in there yet. Usually it's the same kind of rotation, but the guy was playing nothing but 90s, those whiny songs.
Like Third Eye Blind kind of thing?
No, it was
Nirvana?
No, it was more like Glycerine? I think that was one of the songs. But he was doing it in acoustic guitar. But anyway, all of a sudden, he starts on an acoustic guitar playing something that sounded really familiar to me. And I turned around. I was like, no way is he about to play that in this restaurant. And sure enough, he gets to the beginning lyrics and it says, you let me violate you.
Oh, no.
He's playing an acoustic version of Nine Inch Nails' nasty song, Closer.
What?
He didn't say the I wanna and he left that blank like an animal. But still, all of the other words to that song are just, I was shocked. There were, families in there and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
And everybody knows the lyrics, especially older people. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And especially nasty people like you, Lindsay. Well,
yeah, wow. I had to look them up. I didn't
know what they are.
Oh, well, I just told on myself.
Just kidding.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Whoa. So, I was recording a new commercial for, I'm sorry, the kids call them ads. I was recording a new ad for that Cozy Earth yesterday from my home studio. And, I was just saying that, Mother's Day is coming up and all that. And my wife loves surprises, but most of all, she loves for me to be in control of something that affects her. So I know exactly what I'm getting her from the Cozy Earth, because she dropped a little hint the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said, "Hey, for Mother's Day, you ought to get me one of those Luxe robes from that Cozy Earth, since you're such a big deal with them."
Dropping hints. So,
yeah. Very subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you should do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've even thought of that, but that's what I want.
The Luxe robe. She wants
robe. A robe?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I said, only if you get rid of some of the robes that you have.
Oh, she have a lot?
Yeah. It's like a different robe every time she gets out of the shower. She's got probably 7 robes in rotation.
Oh, my God. Well, nothing's going to compare to that one.
No,
so.
No. That's why I said you can throw away some of those other ones.
7 robes? Yeah. That is next level. I don't have a robe.
I don't either. I don't either.
Hugh Hefner.
Mm. Yeah.
Are they shorty, like up to her thighs, or are they long robes?
They're all long. Are you kidding? Long, thick, hot.
Oh, my God.
Terry cloth, fleece. I mean, just craziness. Okay, well, you can get a 41% discount if you use the code TJ at Cozy Earth. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and then go to Cozy Earth and pick out what you want, whatever you want, the whole thing. You get a 41% discount with the TJ code. I was thinking that we need to update a couple of things I've been meaning to, because a lot of times people say, whatever happened with this or whatever happened with that? And then I think, I actually forgot about that. So I have a couple of updates. First of all, did we ever update the fact that your mom, Lindsay, has still not had the alcohol? Did we talk about that already?
I don't think we did, but she's going to be thrilled that you brought this up.
Okay, because the other day Lindsay told us that her mom and dad were, you know, that when they were on vacation in Europe or wherever, and she, for the first time, had alcohol. She tasted schnapps.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What had really happened was they were serving this hot apple cider, and they gave you the option to put schnapps in it. And my dad did it and said, it's delicious. So my mom's texting me, like it's him, basically, like it's so delicious or whatever. And I said, me and my brothers were ragging on her, like, good job. Good. You know, you took your first sip of alcohol at 68 years old. She said, oh no, I heard the show. And you tell TJ, because she is so worried about what TJ thinks. You tell TJ, I have never, still to this day, tried a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, because I was worried about it. I didn't think that was cool. So she made it that long, and then now all of a sudden she starts drinking.
She was just messing with him.
She didn't care if anyone listening knew. If I knew, she cared what TJ thinks. She's like upset. She loves the cozy cuddle bubble blanket. She does everything TJ said. Here, tell her to go get me something like real expensive right now.
You know what? I'll tell her to whoop you is what I'll tell her.
Yeah.
You're not too big for a whipping. It.
She'll do it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So the Boston... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm sorry. I'm just going to come on and say, hey, before you get into today's stuff, I have an update about a Now Trending story from the other day.
Okay.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right. Before you get to today's stories, I have an update about a story that you broke to the world on Now Trending the other day, Riggins. Really? It was the story of the guy suing Starbucks for $50 million because he burned his crotch with the hot tea.
Yeah.
As a delivery driver. And Lindsay said that he was just being dramatic or whatever. And cause he had to have skin grafts and all that stuff. Now I got, after the show, a message from my friend April in South Carolina, who's an attorney. Okay. And here's the update. The lawsuit is totally true. And the burns happen because the coffee sits there continuing to heat up the skin and the material on the skin. And tell Lindsay the skin grafts are necessary because the skin doesn't heal all the time, then they are really painful.
Ooh.
So
interesting.
Shut you up real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what she said. They had to do the skin graft because it wouldn't have healed otherwise because it was burned. So
I guess those burns were worse than my like third degree burn, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
From my car accident. Yeah, it sounds like it because I didn't need one.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's worth $50
million. $50 million.
And that's what he ended up getting.
Yeah, the jury award and $50 million. Now, Starbucks is looking to appeal.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see how that turns out. But yeah, it was a crazy story.
Starbucks can afford it.
Right.
<They're> well, true. For what I spend a year, they're good.
The Boston Celtics are the top trending topic today. They were sold for $6.1 billion, the most expensive sale for any sports franchise in North American history. So the guy that bought it grew up in Boston. He's from Boston, right outside Boston, I think. $6.1 billion for the Boston Celtics.
I wonder if he ever tells people he's from Boston. Please. You know, like you can barely drag that out of those Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
They never say anything about it.
They love it. They're proud of where they're, as you're proud of being from Louisiana.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes, sure, sure. When the good stories come out.
But it's not my complete identity.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, this might be more part of your identity. Today is National French Bread Day.
Yeah.
Which is delicious. And any application, scoop it out. Are you a scoop out the bread before you make a sandwich?
Sometimes I'll scoop out an entire French loaf and then I'll put this crawfish, cheese, jalapeno mixture in the bread, wrap it back up in the foil and put it in the oven.
Oh my God.
So then you slice into the loaf and it's got that filling in it. Yeah.
Cream, what is it?
I feel betrayed because I've never tried this. I feel betrayed right now.
Cheese, jalapenos, and crawfish?
Yeah, it's a sharp cheddar, jalapenos, crawfish, you know, the typical dip things, mayo, sour cream.
All in really a good. Loaf of garlic bread, basically.
Yeah. Kind
of.
Buttered garlic bread.
Sounds amazing.
That is next level. Absolutely love it. And then Kanye continues to trend for another day. He's dropping music and there's a problem. You know, Kim Kardashian doesn't want her kids around their father anymore. And it's just a whole mess over there.
Yeah. And what a mess for the kids. You know, those are their parents.
Yeah.
And mom is the better choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's a sad situation all around. But I do have some interesting news to share with you, and I can't wait to do that. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay is so funny for a lot of reasons. First of all, go watch the promo yesterday that we posted on social media. Lindsay's got a new face, brand new face. She looks totally different.
Yeah.
She's unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I woke up to so many DMs. Oh my God, you got a real facelift. I'm like, go watch it.
Yeah, it's not as dramatic as you would think a regular facelift is, but she said they call it a pain-free facelift.
I mean, they call it that. Yeah, but am I glowing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're glowing like a glow stick.
I want you to tell me I'm glowing every single day.
Okay.
But I just think that the funny part of it is that we see her every day. We talk for hours at a time in here. And then all of a sudden, the next day, she just goes, oh, I had a painless facelift yesterday.
Yeah.
We're like, this is the first we're hearing of this? You had a facelift?
Well, what's funny is I went for something totally different to just talk to them. And the guy that owns the place was like, hey, you want a 15-minute facelift? I went, yes, I do.
So
and that's how it started.
So Lindsay is an impulse shopper at the cosmetic center.
Yeah.
The cosmetic surgery center.
Like blast away with your laser.
Yeah.
Well, I think I saw the company commenting under. Does that guy listen to the show?
He does.
Okay. So that's what
he does.
Did you? Okay. Well, but during the commercial here, Lindsay was just peppering Rob with questions. I must have missed it. What did Rob say about this girl cooking for him, his friend cooking for him?
Well, we were talking about that crawfish bread thing in the last segment. And Rob said that, have you tried, he was telling Lindsay, have you tried this, you know, whatever? And she said, no, do you make that? And he goes, well, Paige made it, cooked it or whatever. And then Lindsay started freaking out. Paige is his friend.
Yeah. Lindsay can't stand not being up on what everybody's doing. So what did you ask him?
No, it's not that I'm not up on it. It's that I'm right about the situation and he's not allowing me to be right. And he's acting like I'm dumb.
Yeah, right
he's
about what?
Like I'm dumb.
Right about what?
Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Do I have time here? Do I have the stand? Okay. Him and this girl have something going on. And I don't know. I'm not saying it's physical. I'm not saying it's any type of way, but she's cooking for him. They're going to rooms. What do you call them?
Escape rooms. Yeah, let's make sure we put the escape at the beginning of that, please.
The hotel
into motels.
sorry.
Good Lord.
You know, okay, those things that I've never been to. They're doing zoo trips to get. Listen, there's something, and I am getting down to the bottom of it.
Those two things you just mentioned were not just me and her. It was my whole D&D friend group that did those things.
Okay, she's cooking you pizza. She's making you pizza. Like, my guy friends have never just, like, cooked for me. And just, unless they wanted, you know, some more.
You mean unless they were trying to date you?
Yeah, something go more from out of the being friends,
yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Okay. I mean,
there's nothing there.
All right, Rob. I take him at his word. I don't think he can't be friends with a girl that cooks.
Not at your age. No.
Okay.
No.
But okay. Well.
She thinks they just should stop denying it. That they should let their feelings come through and stop fighting it.
No, she's just being nosy. Is what she's just being obnoxious and nosy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At TJRiggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.